Good morning. Good morning. Who's joined us?
Good morning, Shar. This is Elaine.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. I had to redo how I call because it doesn't seem to want to connect me when I called Joanne first. You are on, Joanne, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I don't hear the same click I heard before when I do it. Anyway, so I found out if I reverse it, it connects pretty good. Now I have to go get me a new headset. I have no headset that
has arrived.
So another thing on my list to do. So are you ready for the weekend?
Has arrived.
Good morning. This is Char.
Hi, Char. Good morning. Good morning, Char.
Good morning, Steve. Well, I was sitting here, first of all, looking through a magazine that's called Vegetarian Living, and I thought, where'd that come from? And I remember getting it and not going through it. It's BBC, British. They've started to publish it regularly, once or twice a year. And it's interesting because you have to think about the names of things or else go look them up. I'm sure what they've got listed here is a broad bean in these dishes. Looks exactly like what we would call edamame, a soybean, a raw or fresh soybean. I'll have to type it in and make sure that's what they're using, but I think it is. It has a slightly distinctive look, and boy, I'll tell you, they've got it in some things that really look super. Of course, they use a lot of eggs, and we stay away from the eggs. So, who else just joined us?
Good morning, it's Betty.
Good morning, Betty. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
Good.
Good.
I heard Elaine, Joanne, Betty, Steve,
Jeannie's here.
Oh, Jeannie, thank you. Just heard you. Yeah, and the rest of you, I don't think I heard. If you want to say hi.
I'm going to walk over and get a recipe that I made that, oh my gosh, it came out good. I can tell you down to the nth degree, which is not difficult, I mean, or technical. It's a sole. I printed out two different recipes, but this one was not quite as traditional as what I had, but I modified it to make it that way only by the toppings I put on it after it was done. I wanted to make it down in Texas, and I didn't get to it, so I've got to email the recipe to Liz was the one that I had the stuff all in the refrigerator when I left to make it. And I've sure gotten hooked on that slaw salad, which was kind of hard to come up with, the one with the cranberries and almonds in it. Have any of you made that yet?
Which one is it?
I think you said you did, Jeannie. The slaw, the broccoli slaw.
Oh, yes, with the cranberries and the dressing. Yeah. I haven't made it in a while, though. I need to make that one.
Yeah, it's so easy. It's so fast. Mm-hmm. And, because you're not tearing it.
Linda Morris.
Wash it. Or rinse it because that's the one package I trust to be clean, I guess, because it's such small pieces and I figure all the vegetables are too much inside it. So anyway, I really like that as a base recipe and it's very inexpensive and you can make a big batch of it and it holds well for
a few days in the refrigerator. I made up to 32 ounces of it at one time, of the broccoli, not counting the other. I like a little less of the cranberries in, so I'll only put a half a cup for 24 ounces of the broccoli slaw. I think that's a better balance. I don't think we need it quite as sweet, because the dressing is sweet anyway. But the pozole, anybody else want to say hi?
Good morning.
Good morning, Onita. How are you doing?
I'm getting a late start. So.
You're getting a late start.
Yeah, for some reason I was still tired, so I left, stayed in bed an extra half hour.
Well, I think part of it's due to the being dark early in the morning, and we're going to go into a little bit of a hibernation mode, which will be good for me because I will get a little extra sleep.
Most of us are watching Charlie Rose at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I had the TV running, too, because I was trying to finish up some things. I made a quick run into town to get some miscellaneous stuff and get some stuff off in the mail. Okay, the vegetarian pozole stew is the way it's listed, and it was a Vegetarian Times recipe. I don't know what it would make it vegetarian rather than vegan. I can't see what was in here. There's one thing I'm going to ask you about, Jeannie, when I get down to that part of the list. I think it told me it was like a saffron. Anyway, okay. 2 cups of dried pozole, or 3 or 4 cups of canned with water. What that basically, maybe that's where something else came into it that wouldn't be vegetarian or vegan. Pozole has some other ingredients in it. I just use the hominy, and I did use cans of it. You could cook your own from the very large corn. I found that it took an awfully long time to cook it, and I probably hadn't soaked it overnight is why it didn't cook up very well. So I'll have to try it again because I do have a surplus of that here. I was going to use it for the dog, but I found I didn't like cooking it that well just for the time element. So the next time I'll soak it the way you're supposed to, and just like a bean, and then cook it, soak it overnight, or else bring it to a boil. I'll try soaking it overnight. Anyway, 2 cups of that, or 3 to 4 cups canned, which is the easiest way to go with the hominy. Drain it. Watch your sodium content on the cans, because I did when I picked it up for that, and I saw that there was a huge range. I mean, some of the vegetables I've been looking at are down to, for a regular size can of other things, beans, should say, was down to 10 grams of sodium, and others were up to 540 grams, and that's per half cup serving. So if you're like me that's not watched carefully the sodium content, you could just be getting, you know, a whole day's supply practically in a half cup of whatever you're getting. Just really crazy why they think they have to put so much sodium in, and then we try and rinse it really well. And you can almost tell because there's so much stuff in the broth that's caked in the bottom of the can, and when it's low sodium, it seems like you don't have that, so. That's another indicator if you've forgotten to look at the can and see after you get it open. Might be a reminder. Okay, so from there, it's 6 cups of, cooking it, 6 quarts of water. That would be the only reason for soaking and cooking it. And then it said 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil. I did not do that because what I did was just use some of the broth that it called for. Down in the recipe, it calls for 4 cups of vegetable broth. I started with 1 quart of it and then added some more water and some of the mushroom seasoning to it. And to a little bit of that vegetable broth, I sauteed the onions one chopped onion sautéed, and then when that is done, it says about 7 minutes for sautéing that. It doesn't need, you don't want, you're not trying to caramelize it in this recipe. Just make it clear. And then add 2 cloves of garlic minced. I used really good sized ones. And until that breaks down also. And then what we're going to start doing is adding the vegetables. Just reading ahead. I'm trying to break it down so you can do it, just write it out from the ingredients, which is easier than what I'm doing, going to the bottom of the page and writing everything out. Okay. So then you add the pozole. Yeah. Okay, no, excuse me. Then you add, I'm going to go down from the garlic. Okay, there's zucchini, yellow squash, and tomatoes, those three. And the amounts on them is 2 zucchinis, cut in half lengthwise, and then sliced into thin slices crosswise. That's where I use the mandolin, my favorite one. And then 2 yellow squash, cut in half lengthwise, and thinly sliced crosswise. I didn't put, mine has a thin and a thick, it's the German style one. I made them about 1/4 inch thick because those cook down really fast anyway. So I didn't make them really thin. 4 tomatoes diced. 2 and I used part Romas because that's what I had and regular slicing tomatoes. And the red chili pods that it calls for are 4 of the dried New Mexico red chili pods, seeded, stemmed, and torn into 12 pieces. Now, I cut them up finer just because I thought they were going to be a little spicy, and I didn't want Denny biting down into them. I don't think you really need to at all. They're not strong, hot, and that was New Mexico chilies. And if you have the stores near you that have the Mexican spices hung on a rack and then usually the bags of dried chilies, that's where you can find those chilies. And they're a large chili. They're not the little ones that are really red hot. They're a big one. They're about, 6-7 inches long. And just take the scissors and clip off the stem end. And then slit them open. They have kind of a waxy texture to them. Slit them open, and the seeds will fall right out. Tear them up, and just put them in right in with the vegetable, with the rest of the ingredients in the pot, because you can let that simmer along with the tomatoes. Actually, it says only 3 minutes. And the reason I was going by this was I wanted the vegetables to be crisp, especially the zucchini and the yellow squash. Also, there's a bay leaf. I think there's 2 bay leaves that you put in. Yes, 2 bay leaves. And then I'm down to the one that I'm not sure, but I think it was a form of Mexican saffron. And the way it's spelled, Jeannie, is A-Z-A-F-R-A-N. Have you run across that one yet?
Not that I know of.
Okay,
I haven't seen that. I'll look for it here. Azafram?
Yeah.
A-Z-A-F-R-A-M or N?
Right. A-Z-A-F-R-A-M is what it's calling for. And if it's a Mexican spice or a Mexican saffron, you can bet it's going to be inexpensive compared to the ones that you get three strings for $6 or something in a jar, glass jar.
Mm-hmm.
But you
I just
can
looked
do...
it up.
Okay.
I just looked it up and it says buy Spanish azafrán. Yeah. So it is a Spanish saffron spice.
Okay, I haven't seen that in where the Mexican spices are hanging in the envelope, but you can watch for it because maybe you'll find it there. Now, what you, the other alternative is go to a Mediterranean or Middle East grocery store, and you can buy saffron there for, I think it was like $2 a pound. You know how much a pound of that adds up to? A big bag.
Wow.
For 50 cents, you're going to get a real steal on saffron, and it looks and tastes like what is in the little jar for, like I said, three little, they're the stamen of the
crocus.
Of the crocus? Okay, that's
yeah,
right. Go ahead.
No, that was all.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I found that to be a real bargain, and ever since I've used it, you know, just exactly the way they said before, I wouldn't bother to buy it for whatever it was. It was ridiculous. Okay, so then it's got, it does have freshly chopped oregano and freshly chopped thyme, 2 teaspoons of fresh oregano, 1 teaspoon of thyme, and 1.5 teaspoons of salt. You can use that sparingly, and of course use the other real salt in it for any of your cooking like I do. And bring it to a boil, reduce heat, cook for about 30 minutes total. And I did not cook it that long. Actually, I think what I did on mine, to be honest with you, if you want to do it a little bit different than what it's calling for, I put the slices of the 2 squashes, zucchini and the yellow summer squash, in at the last few minutes and did it for only about probably 8 minutes maybe, because I wanted it to have the texture of not being wilted down, more of a crisp. And the reason I did that, I'll end with this, is on the original recipe that I had made with Dora when she was down at the coast cooking with me, and she made pozole. The way they ended up the soup, and I guess you could vary slightly the things that went in it, was it was traditionally cooked with either pork or chicken. And I know we made it with chicken when we were down there because I was already off of pork. You stack your fresh salad on top of it, which was first a sprinkle of dried oregano on the soup, and then a big pile of shredded cabbage, and I cut mine crosswise so you didn't have long strings to deal with on your spoon, and then fresh radishes, and those I sliced paper thin and scattered them in with the cabbage. And then I got the idea, because I think we did this once, I think we had some there because they're so big on chips. I took a small handful of chips and just crushed them in both hands and sprinkled that on top. And you have got a full meal. The heat is perfect. It's not too hot. I don't think it would be too hot for anybody. And using those chilies that I suggested or that the recipe called for and the rest of the ingredients, it was absolutely delicious. So I, you know, I thought, wow, this is going to be a keeper. I do have another version I'm going to try on another. Oh, I'm sorry. The best part that I left out was soy chorizo sausage. And it, I found that in the health food store, although I had found it several times in not Walmart, Winco, it was Walmart because it was back in New York where I found it. Now, it actually said soy chorizo on it. Now, I've got another brand that I found in the health food store that's soy rizo, S-O-Y-R-I-Z-O. It's a long tube that's got a casing around it that you have to take it out of. It says meatless soy chorizo. And then underneath it says gluten-free. It's a bright yellow red with a little bit of green on it, the famous Mexican used colors. And I can't remember. It was $3 or $4. I cut it in half and stripped half of it out of the casing and threw it in with the onions after they were slightly wilted down and clear. And that's what I put in it for. That adds to the flavoring a lot. I mean, it gives it that same meaty flavoring that we had when we were down at the coast and I was not using vegan.
I like just a little bit of that in with my scrambled tofu.
Oh, that would be an excellent idea. Because Denny reacts to the sausage seasonings for some reason. He never reacted to this at all. And it gives it a little bit. It's like, that's a great idea. Thank you, Anita.
How much broth did you have in this?
Oh, I had 6 cups. And you'll probably, I mean, it's a really heavy stew. When they say stew, they mean stew. But it makes a wonderful full meal, and you could definitely serve that for a Mexican meal. You could have some tortillas with it, fresh tortillas, if you wanted to do that. What I was going to make was the, I've never made them, it said blue flour, blue corn, let's see, what was it, blue corn flour, the breadsticks, the corn cob breadsticks that are done in, baked in a cast iron pan. I picked one up somewhere, and I think it makes 7 of them. They're thin. And I thought, wouldn't that be attractive? To, like you're making cornbread, basically, is what it is, but it's made out of the blue corn, the coarse ground blue corn, a little bit coarser than the other. So I've got to find a recipe for that, and then I'll have a what I would consider a near-perfect Mexican meal that is easy, again, inexpensive. I think about that because I think about other people doing it and saying how expensive it is to, you know, do the things we do. Doesn't need to be, and it can be a real knockoff for people that are not eating vegan because they can be, you know, they're not going to miss it. They're not going to think they're eating vegan, okay? I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So just a couple little things I've got to do yet, and it will be proved out, I know. And I'm anxious to start having some people in and doing some things with food for groups. And this will be an ideal, or larger numbers of people. This will be an ideal way of sharing the way we eat. I find the easiest way to have people accept this is, again, to serve them food. And maybe not just a snacky thing. And I know, Jeannie, you've done a lot of that already.
A little of it. I could do more. I like this.
So, and I like cultural foods because a lot of times people haven't been introduced to it or tried doing that much themselves. So it makes another excuse for, you know, going across that boundary and saying, wow, they have some wonderful dishes.
I haven't ever made pozole before, so, and I'm not sure I've had hominy. I have had pozole, but I've never made it. So I'm excited. I'm going to try this.
And pozole, if you've not seen it in print, guys, is spelled P-O-S-O-L-E, pozole. And I don't know what issue of Vegetarian Times that came out of, because I was Googling it, and then when I tried to get it again when I got home, I couldn't find it. I had it on my phone, and it never came up on the same Googles that I put in to get it the first time, so I had to go back to my phone and find it and then forward it. So, I don't know, it doesn't seem to come up easily for me. But
That was one of them that was is going to be a big keeper, and I've got a big enough pot to share with people right now, so I'm going to give some samples out and see if they enjoy them as much as I did. But anyway, anybody have anything else on food today?
Char?
Yes.
One thing of interest in when we lived in Albuquerque for a while, they have at Christmas time during the holidays, pozole is put out on the counters in the store with little sample cups because, and everybody helps themselves. It's considered good luck for the whole next new year.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Because you're right down there in the area that's doing a lot of Mexican food. I couldn't resist when I was into thrift books a couple of days ago. There was one that was listed with a whole bunch of Mexican recipes, and I thought, I need another cookbook, like I need a hole in the head, but it was something like, I think it was $7, and it was a big one. It was one that had been much more expensive. It was just, you know, a little bit older book, and I thought, and it was, I think I had it listed as a vegan, but maybe not, but they're not that difficult to modify. And looking through this other one that is, except they've got the eggs and the dairy in here. But again, it's not hard to take eggs and dairy out. They've got a unique way of showing ice cream. They've served it in a half of a coconut. Maybe they've got small coconuts that they've used. I can't tell whether it's supposed to be the serving. Oh, they're using, they've got all kinds of ice cream recipes in here. They're using a combination of cashew milk. They've got skimmed milk powder, and we could use the soy for that in the powdered form. And then they use coconut oil. They're using xylitol. I wouldn't use xylitol. And they are using a teaspoon of gar gum. I see that was my last ingredient I was going to, the next ingredient I was going to put into the ice cream, because I see that all the alternative ice creams, and I don't look at the other packages anymore, so I don't know, have either xanthan gum or gar gum or both on the label. And I thought, well, that could do something to the texture. I'm sure it will. And it's not very much. This is a teaspoon of gar gum for 8 servings. That's a liter of ice cream that they're making and freezing. Maybe I'll have to try it just the way it is. And they're using 20 grams of coconut oil. I'm going to have to bone up on my grams. I don't know how much that is. Anybody know offhand about what that would convert to?
No.
Look at a measuring cup or a conversion chart. It's not hard. But anyway, they've just got some beautiful things. I love seeing... And I see this guy that is a chef that I've seen on TV. Oh, and he's making some artisan-looking bread. He's got a picnic loaf. He's got it stacked between an oblong one. Maybe he didn't make the bread. Oh, he must, because he's got a bread cookbook here. It says out. What's his name? Paul Hollywood's Bread. Anyway, guys, we're up to the weekend. Maybe you've got a few more minutes to spend on trying a new recipe for us for next week. Here's a tart with roasted squash, red onion, green leaf. I don't know what the green leaf is. Their wordage is interesting, so if you get a chance and you want to spend a little more than you would normally spend, one of the BBC cookbooks, and now that they've got a vegetarian one out, would be probably only found in like a Barnes & Noble regular bookstore, because that's the only place I've ever seen them to pick them up. Asparagus spinach soup topped with chive cream fraichet, if I pronounce that right. Looks really good. This was, I think, coming into summer season. when I pick this up, so the vegetables may not be quite as in alignment as they could be, but since we can get most anything any time of the year, we're lucky. We're very lucky. And of course, I can skip the cupcakes. I don't need that kind of sweets. I'll settle for the KVB fudge as soon as I get that one finished off. I'm not satisfied with it, guys. That's the only reason I haven't put it out again. It's already been out once on the internet when Vance sent it down, and I don't like it because it turns way too soupy way too fast when you take it out of the refrigerator, and that's not a good thing to have because then you just have a mess. So any comments or questions?
No, that pozole sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoyed as much as we did, or will be, the rest of it, because I've still got a bunch of it left for the weekend to spread in with other things. Oh, they got a cheesecake recipe in here, too.
Hey, sure.
Yes.
Any chance that you could make a copy of that, and, scan that copy of that recipe and send it to me?
I'll type it up because the scanning of it is going to make it way too much to work on with the substitutions I did on it, but or the way I did it. So I will work on getting that done over the weekend. I will do it. I can set that much time aside. I've been very, very sporadic on recipes, I know, and I hate it, and I need to get them put together. Everybody says, why don't you know a cookbook? Why don't you get these, you know, the way... When it's easy when it's laid out the way it should be made in a simpler form. It makes it easier for everybody to do it, and you're more apt to do it. Most of us on the call have cooked so much that it really doesn't matter. We can go off of a list, but that's not the average person that we're dealing with, so I'm not making it user-friendly for them. So I've got more things happening that are forcing me to do this faster and quicker, so... Thank you, Steve, for asking me one more time and being so patient with all of it. Guys, we need to run. We're at time. Thank you for your input. And definitely want to hear your feedback. And when I get it on the blog, because I should be able to do that, I still haven't done that, I know that you can put your comments up there, which will help for other people also going there. So. My new commitments. Thank you guys for all the support and all the input. And we're going to be doing more, I'm sure, with this call to get more people involved. There's a greater need than we're covering by far. So anyway, we'll talk to you soon. And great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shar.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.